Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Believing in the Divine Power and Breatharianism, which took place on August 21st, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Either you stay in Africa, you're born in Ethiopia, you're born in England, it's the same. We have not brought any resource with us the day we are born. So the resource of the world belongs to everybody. But we don't distribute it well. The able one take it more than give it. That's the problem, more than sharing it. So I do hope one day the whole planet will wake up and think of how we want to live our life, you know? Not the life that we have been living up to now. I mean, most of it is not always what we can be proud of, yes. And when we die, we have nothing anyway. We came with nothing, we will go with nothing. But meanwhile, everybody tried to take what they can, and therefore we are short. Some are taking too much, some are having none. And because the more we eat meat, the more we have to deforest, yes, and the more resource we need. More meat, more land we use, more deforestation, more fuel needed to process, to transport, more resource needed for medicine, for facilities, medical facilities, for all kind of new invention of medicine, because new disease come out all the time. And the old one, we have not found a cure yet, the old new one already come. Because of this kind of bad energy, we breed more bad virus, bacteria, and we can never keep up with it. And then more hospital, more experiments of vivisection, and more suffering for animals also, in all kind of things. Not just killing them only, you know, suffering in the laboratory and all that is beyond my imagination how we can treat anyone or any animal this way.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. We serve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
So even if you are not breatharian or anything, you can try now and again to go without food for a while and see how it goes. Sometimes if you can go as far as like 2 weeks or something, you feel good. But don't go too far, okay? I don't advise. You go as far as your body can bear. And don't get yourself sick. because everybody's faith and determination and mind power is different, okay? So you don't test yourself too far, okay? When I tried it myself, the first time, I did not do it on purpose, but I normally eat only once a day. That was a long time ago. And then the first time I tried it, I didn't even prepare in advance, you know? I just quit some weeks, and I feel so good. I did not feel any desire for food or nothing. I feel so light, like I was flying on the cloud all the time. And just because everybody was looking and asking all the time, and I feel like sticking out like a sore thumb. So I went back to the food, and it wasn't very pleasing to me, and I feel like I have descended from the cloud. The first meal I tasted again, that was it. Just different mentality, and I just feel like I fell down. And later on, when I tried to do it deliberately sometimes for some reason, you know, some inner urge to do. If you can do it after a couple of weeks, you know, or several weeks, you feel really in control. Yeah, you just drink juice or maybe water. Yes, it depends. And then you feel like that's it. You never fear anything, even if you go without food. Nothing you cannot do. You know, you don't need food. It's a feeling like that. But you try as much as your body can take and your mental capability can take. Everyone is different, yeah? Apart from the affinity with food, yes, there's also a level of consciousness and a mind power as well. So don't make yourself sick, okay? Just in case you don't have any food to eat and you just have to go breatharian, believe in the divine power. Walk a lot in the sun, in the fresh air, yeah? Walk a lot on the ground, no shoes. Believe in all this will sustain you, and it will. You have the system inside to renew yourself anyway. Just that we have forgotten it, yeah? But you can use it again in case of emergency only, okay? And when you have food, you enjoy it.
You can drink. It's not a must, but you can drink. If you still want to drink, drink. You can juice it slowly.
The first few days, you would think nothing but food. But after a while, you know, you get used to it. And if your faith is strong, you can just go without. Okay? If your mind also strong. Because we are the temple of God. There's nothing we cannot do, truly. Just we have to reprogram our thinking and re-educate our body function, yeah? All the cells in the body has to understand what we want now, because the cells are used to with, you know, taking food and solid and from outside already. So it takes some time to re-educate it. It takes reinforcement every day, every day. Yeah. Every time you forget it, you remind yourself. You don't have to talk loud. You can also. But what do you think the cells will take note? And sometimes they immediately obey. Yes. But don't try too far. You have to have a good motivation why you don't want to eat. Not just for show and let everybody think you're holy. If you can stay away for food for a while, you feel very strong. You feel like you have no fear of hunger. That's what it is. That you could go through any situation with no problem. That might make you feel like that. And it's okay to reinforce your courage now and again, but don't go too far. That's what I say. As soon as you feel weak and, you know, bad or dizzy or, you know, sick or any symptom, you have to stop. Okay? Don't push it. You can drink, of course. I have discovered that many of the so-called breatharian, they don't completely go without food or drink. I thought, that's it. No more food, no more drink. It's not like that. They call themselves breatharian, or maybe they eat prana or something, but they drink something. Occasionally, fruit juice or cocktail, or even coffee, or sometimes they eat also soup. Yeah, they call it soup and prana, or coffee and prana. Like some people, they call themselves vegetarian, but they eat egg and fish and shrimp, and they call themselves vegetarian. What they mean is a part-time vegetarian. That's why other people have to invent the word called vegan. See? Just to distinguish themselves from people who eat egg and dairy products, a lot of fish and shrimp and chicken even sometimes. I met, you know, one person who is breatharian, huh? And she drinks coffee and that sometimes and fruit juice and all that. And she said to me, I should go, you know, prana, eating, you know, air. So I said, but I love food so much, what to do? She said, okay, so what is your favorite food? I said, Chinese. I'm half Chinese and Vietnamese. She said, okay, then you can have Chinese food and prana. I said, oh, what's the difference? I'm doing it right now, all my life already. So cute and so tolerant. And I discovered that many of them are like that. Some people just eat coconut, as he told me, and with prana, just soup with prana. And the French people, they can say, oh, I'm a prana person with French baguette and pâté and whatnot. Huh? So it's really, it's not all that serious. So only a few people are truly pranic people, you know, like they don't eat anything at all. They don't even drink. They live on solar system, or on air, or on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun, and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone. And some people, like Teresa Neumann, yes, she lives on the love of Jesus. And there was another woman, I read in a book, somewhere in Russia or something. She also really a pranic person. She lives on love alone. And no cheating, no coffee, no drink, no eating anything, no soup, no liquid, no juice cocktail, you know, fruit juice mix and that. And some people in the Himalaya, they really live on air alone. Yes, and some people live breatharian, but they drink liquid, yeah, or water, or some kind of herbal tea, yeah. Sometimes because their body needs, sometimes because they're too bored to eat nothing every day. Without food, you can't meditate. With too much food, you also cannot meditate. That's a problem. But you're doing good.
I did try to go without food for 2 weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not like totally without food, just with some fruit. But then I feel, like you said, really light.
But when I say without food, I mean really without food. No fruit, nothing.
Because I didn't want to go too fast.
You do what you want. Yeah, you do what you feel good, okay? So I just think we'll be natural and it's fine, yeah? Just be natural, do whatever you like, okay? If you can do without food, do without food. If you cannot, then do with food. If you can eat less, okay? Yes. If you can eat more, stop it.
Thank you for joining us for today's Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Healthy Living, right after Noteworthy News. May the providence shine ever brightly on your path of goodness and nobility.